Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I'm talking about!
Like I said before,
who are you talking about when you say
you're not listening to what I just said?
Slow down, pal. Who are you talking about?
I don't get caught up in that.
Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Hollywood Casino 400 playoff race October 20th. Tickets are on sale now at kansasspeedway.com. 913-576-7610 to play. Another edition of Andy Speaks in very general terms about a player, coach, something involving the NFL. Or maybe it's a cheesesteak. I don't know. But he speaks in very general
terms.
Have
you heard him talk about food?
Yeah,
he never speaks general.
That's where he doesn't go general,
the man,
right?
Drools.
I mean, yeah, it's true. It's not as general as his speaking about different people. So
he
makes a very simple comment about somebody. You just have to tell us who he's talking about. 913-576-7610. You can win
it's
yourself
hard to beat a good cheeseburger.
That's it really
a
is.
Pair of tickets mm-hmm. to the Hollywood Casino 400. You're right. My bad.
What do you mean generalities?
He's,
did you
he's
hear
very,
that?
Very specific when it comes to food. That's when the eyes light up and
Josh.
He expounds on his
you new here?
His categories. I was just hoping that one time we could throw everybody off by having him speak about food. But you're right. He would be way more specific about food. 913-576-7610 to play. Jeff in KC is up first. Jeff.
Who are we talking about, Jeff?
He's a real smart guy.
Oh, wow.
He's a real smart guy.
Byron Pringle.
No. So the converse is then true,
that's true.
Right? Byron Pringle, not a real smart guy.
He does not believe that Byron Pringle's a real smart guy.
Well, based on that, getting that extra yard the other night.
Get one more yard, I'll think more highly of you. Don in Independence. Don, who are you talking about?
He's a real smart guy.
I want to take a long shot and say Carlos Hyde.
No. That's a good guess, man. No. I like where you're going with that, Don.
He's a dumbass.
Yeah. Do not think Carlos Hyde is smart.
No. That's why he's now with Houston.
Chris in Lee Summit's up next.
You know,
Chris.
Houston means
who are you talking about, Chris?
He's a real smart guy.
Oh, clearly Stephen Wisniewski.
Yep. You're right.
That is
congratulations.
What the hell?
That's exactly right. What gave it away, Chris?
Oh, it's Andy Reid's tone.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Let me hear it one more time.
He's a real smart guy.
Yeah, it does. Right. You're right, Chris. Listen to it a third or fourth time, you're absolutely right. Congratulations to Chris and Lee Summit, the big winner. He's going to the races out of Kansas Speedway. I'm sure he was listening to Show and Vern at 11:35 on Wednesdays when Andy Reid speaks here on 610 Sports Radio. So he was listening to that and heard it and got the clue. And so he now knows who he talking about was Stephen Wisniewski, the newest member of the offensive line.
He's a real smart guy.
Does that help? Stephen Wisniewski or
Stephen?
Is Stephen.
He's
Stephen.
Stephen.
He's a Stephen.
Yep. It's like Stefan or Kel?
Yeah, so Stephen. Stephen.
All right. Yep. So like a nerdy Steve.
If it was Stephen, there'd be a TH or a V in that thing, not an F. That's Stephen.
Stefan.
Stephen Wisniewski. Stephen.
Welcome to the team, Wisniewski. Smart guy.
Yeah. Hey, he's got a Super Bowl ring. You don't.
I mean, I've seen one.
Okay. I've held one before. This guy's actually wearing one. He won it with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, his uncle was Steve, so they named him Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen Stephen. It's two different people.
Two different people.
Don't want to confuse it with Wisniewski's.
Nope. Don't want to mess them up.
Right.
He may be pressed into service as well.
Well, I think he's probably going to play. I would be surprised if he's not. I mean, these are additions that you make during the week with guys off the street that come in. And they do end up playing because they have to play. That's why they're getting added onto the roster. I mean, you've got You know, Eric Fisher banged up, obviously. Cam Irving's there. You got Andrew Wiley banged up. He's not going to be able to play that much. So now you've got this guy that you had to call in off the streets to come in and hopefully fill a need for you. And obviously, this was a position that the Chiefs looked at and said, we don't have anybody in-house that can fill in right now or at least be a backup for us, you know, while we get some guys back from injury. And the Eric Fisher injury has been so huge because it has caused so many dominoes to fall. You weaken yourself at guard, then you're not only weak at guard because you're using a backup at guard, then you're using the backup to the backup that was on the streets playing Nintendo this week, and now he's here in your organization, and you're probably expecting some quality snaps out of Stefan Wisniewski. So they've got themselves a quandary, man, a quagmire.
He did take a little bit of offense to that. He said, "Hey, I was in camp. I was one of the last cuts, and for like the last 5 weeks, I've not had a job, and I've been working at it back at college. I'm fine. I'm ready to go."
Okay, good for you. You still weren't playing.
As opposed to playing Nintendo. So
yeah.
I think, and if Andy Reid's good, I'm good.
Sure.
That's his offensive line's his baby, right?
But it hasn't been that good recently.
It has not. But if they felt like there was a lot of reaction, like, why not Jeff Allen? Well, obviously they thought somebody was better than Jeff Allen.
Correct.
So they brought them in. That's why
right.
Jeff Allen was very familiar because he was here 2 weeks ago.
Right. But and Jeff Allen's had every opportunity to solidify a roster spot and hasn't been able to do it.
But they felt like he was not good enough to be on this roster, so
right.
they got an upgrade in mm-hmm. their minds. So here we go. Stefan Wisniewski, welcome.
Yeah, one of the last guys cut. It's been 5 weeks that you haven't played, 6 weeks probably, since you last were on the football field. That's a long period of time to not go out there and to not hit and to not put your body through all that
fresh
stuff.
Legs.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm sure it is. But it goes to show you what they thought about Jeff Allen and then the belief that they had in Jeff Allen, because they could have easily signed him back to the roster and they chose to go in a different direction. So the days of Jeff Allen may be over now here in Kansas City, of him being on and off of the roster every
week. He's
had
to check out of the airport, Romano?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. He's had opportunities and he hasn't, taken advantage of them. But, it all to me, depends on Cam Irving this week and him going against J.J. Watt. Like, J.J. Watt's going to, set the edge. He's going to be the guy that we're going to have to look at, and Cam Irving has had his work cut out for him the last couple of weeks. He has not been good.
If he sets the edge, Bob, I'm good.
You're good.
If that's all he does.
Oh, if J.J. Watt
just
sets
the edge. If that's all
he
does,
yeah,
I think we have won.
Right. I think he's going to set the edge right past Cam Irving a few times, too.
If he makes a bunch of plays, then that's bad.
Right.
But if he's just setting the edge, I'm not fearful of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it all depends
on Cam
Irving.
I don't find that hugely productive.
Right.
So, or impactful, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Productive, maybe. But impactful, no.
Do you remember that poem? I believe it was by E.E. Cummings. So much depends upon the red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
I do not remember that.
So much depends.
Would you say that was by I.P. Daily?
E.E. Cummings, yes. So much depends upon Cam Irving, to do his job, man. Like, it really does. Like, if he
E.E. Cummings said that?
No, I'm
saying
that now.
It is a coming
so
upon.
So much depends upon Cam Irving.
Cam Irving doing his job.
And it reminds me of that poem by E.E. Cummings. So I think, which is one of the great poems of all time, when you start to think about it, with that red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens, it's one of the great poems.
Was that the Hickory Dickory Dock one?
No, it was not. Oh. That was by the guy from Jersey. What was his name? Lou Gotz. What was that guy's name?
You don't ask me about poetry. I have no idea.
No, the meathead comedian.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes, of course. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes.
Couldn't think of his name.
He wrote that poem, yes.
Right. Hickory Dickory Dock. I'm from Jersey.
Don't go any further. Okay. Oh. All right. Don't go any further with that. That's, please. you're good enough. You're talented enough. And doggone it, until last week, people liked you. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
I think by Sunday noon, it'll be fine. But still, the...
Oh, once people get to the parking lot at 7 a.m.
The apprehension is there, right? It's palpable in town this week. There's a nervous, I don't even want to say nervous energy, it's nervous.
I was just talking to Bob from The Rock in the lab, and he was saying the same thing. He goes, man, if they lose on Sunday, this town's going to lose their
mind. Oh, my goodness,
we've lost our minds already, I think.
Who started that conversation?
Bob did. Now, why?
Are you an initiator of bathroom talk?
I walked in, said hello, because his back was turned to me, so he couldn't see who it was. And so I said, hey, what's
so
up?
You felt the need to announce your presence.
Yeah, I mean, you're walking in there, you say hello. It's manners, man. And weren't you raised the right way?
I don't typically
say hello.
Were you raised
in a barn?
Jesus was raised in a barn.
A manger. He was born in one. I don't think he was raised there.
We don't talk in the bathroom in this place. We don't talk at all. So I like to initiate conversations sometimes.
Yeah, because some people in the bathroom don't talk to you.
The other radio station is about the only time you interact with some of them.
Right. It is.
He said his back was to you. Yeah. He was nervous.
Well, he was
he couldn't see who came in the bathroom.
The urinal.
You wanted to let him feel more at ease.
Would you prefer if he
turned around? Don't worry, I'm not going to stab you.
Sprinkled around the room to see who was walking in.
You know why? That's why John Wayne was always wet every time he came out of the bathroom, because the guys next to him would turn and go, "Oh my God, it's John Wayne!" And so he would be wet every time he walked out of the bathroom.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think I was very clear with what I said.
Is that a well-known John Wayne story that he was always soaking wet when he left the bathroom?
He always had a streak across his pants.
Look it up.
Whenever he came
out of
the
bathroom.
Little-known fact about the Duke, he always smelled like other people's urine.
No, every time John Wayne went to the bathroom, and saddled up, if you will, for the Westerns out there, he would come out of the bathroom, and he would be wet. And people would always be like, oh, my God, this guy's like peeing on himself, right?
Are you making this up as you go?
Do you think I can make something like this up?
Yes, 100% you could make that up.
Why would I pick John Wayne?
Why do you think he was called the Duke?
Why would I pick John Wayne? Like, I could have used anybody, right? I picked John Wayne.
I'm Googling
okay?
this right now.
So John Wayne would come out of the bathroom wet every single time. And people are like, what is going on here? Why are you always wet? Like, what's going on? He goes, well, every time I walk into the bathroom, the people next to me turn and go, oh, my God, it's John Wayne. And that's why John Wayne was wet every time he came out of the bathroom.
Well, Ryan's looking this up.
I can't believe I'm wasting my time doing this.
There is a feel that the city needs a pep talk.
Yeah,
right?
God, yes.
That.
So, like I said, I was giving Bob a pep talk in the lath.
We referenced the Arrowhead Pride poll earlier. 94% approval rating, essentially down to 55 after the loss on Sunday. And now you're looking at back-to-back home games and the uh-oh. Could Houston make it two straight losses at Arrowhead, which would be bad as well. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football on NFL Network, maybe can give you a little pep. They were discussing offense, and he'd take the Chiefs.
I think if you were to ask every defensive coordinator around the league right now, do you want to face Watson and the Texans, or do you want to take a shot against Mahomes and the Chiefs? I think they say, give me the Texans and Watson. I don't want anything to do with Mahomes. I think they would all say that, including the Houston.
Yeah.
I also think there's all this sense that, like, the Chiefs are falling apart and Tyreek's not back and Sammy's not back. It's a little bit like, you remember the film Terminator 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Robert Patrick. Remember, they think, oh, we've killed him and all these pieces are all over. And then he just bends over and the liquid metal starts absorbing back. And he's just, call to John now. I think that's going to be Mahomes. Throat to Tyreek now. And it's just, his hands start turning into knives just because the parts are scattered. Tyreek's on his way back. I still think Kansas City is more scary.
But also prove it. Prove that you're more scary offensively. Uh-huh. I think that's my challenge as much as it is.
You're really down on the offense right
lamenting
now.
The defense. The offense is supposed to make teams rip up their game plans. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Teams can run their game plans if you're not scoring points, if you're not forcing teams to be on their heels. It's still the best way to attack with this particular Chiefs team. This defense, we've seen it. There's a lot of questions as to whether or not it's better or if it's worse than it was a season ago. Well, your offense then has to be that much better and make people come at you. And they're not doing that. They haven't done that since game one. They haven't scored early in games in the first quarter. Make teams rip up the game. That was the best part of last season, watching coaches go, ah, bleep. Rip, 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 rip. Game plan gone. We gotta panic and do things offensively. They're not making anybody do that. And so, to me, the challenge is as much on the offense. One, because I believe in you more. I believe that you have the opportunity to hit your ceiling. And defensively, they may have hit their ceiling.
I don't know
that they're going to be all that great. So it's incumbent upon the offense to pick it up.
Now, let me ask you this. A lot of people have said the reason the offense isn't where it is because Tyreek Hill is out of this offense, right? And Tyreek Hill stretches the field and all that kind of stuff. I get that. I understand that. But he wasn't there in game two. They did all right, you know, and the offense didn't start or stop producing to the level that they need to produce at until Eric Fisher went down. And once they lost Eric Fisher, the offense kind of hit the brakes a little bit. And then we saw what happened last week with just 13 points. And I understand Tyreek Hill is a big part of this. Obviously, Sammy Watkins is a big part of this as well with him being down. But you're also paying that tight end big money. I mean, he's paid a lot of money and is considered the best tight end out there. Why can't we rely on Trav to go out there and make plays in this offense right now? And that, to me, is the biggest problem. You've got the best tight end, a high-paid tight end, and he went out there and was basically a zero in that game against Trav. The Indianapolis Colts. And if you're going to consider yourself the best tight end and you're going to get paid like the best tight end in the National Football League, then you have to go out there and perform like the best tight end in the National Football League. And if the only reason that you were the best tight end in the National Football League is because you had decoys running around and other guys out there doing the dirty work for you so you could get open with one-on-one coverage, then you're not the best tight end in the National Football League. George Kittle's the best tight end in the National Football League.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. So, like, we're making excuses for the offense, and it's not necessarily excuses. It's reality. There are guys that are down. But if you are the best at what you do, and you are considered the best tight end in the game today, then you have to go out there and play like the best tight end in the game today and not play like a tight end that's just an average tight end. That's when you earn your money. When the other guys are down and you lift the offense up. Trav didn't lift the offense up last week. And so if Tyreek's not playing again, if Sammy Watkins isn't playing again, and you got banged up guys along the offensive line, you have to take it upon yourself and become a better football player out there and do a better job of getting open, creating space, and giving your quarterback the opportunity to find you and to utilize you out there in that offense. I don't want to hear Trav is suffering because he got other guys that are down. He's considered the best tight end. George Kittle wasn't making excuses.
He's challenging him with the George Kittle.
I am.
I love it.
And I think Travis is going to have a great game this week. I do. I think he's going to have like 10 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown.
Good.
I think he's going to be huge this week against the Houston Texans.
You mentioned
but
that.
But it shouldn't come to where Eric Bieniemy's calling him out on a Thursday.
Trav. Speaking of Tyreek Hill, Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, a little injury update on Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs star receiver, who now suddenly is someone they really need after a dismal performance last week, he is getting very close to being back. He has practiced this week in a limited fashion, trying to return from a sternoclavicle injury. From what I understand, there is optimism that he is back on the field and is out there this week. But similar to the Sam Darnold situation, feelings are one thing, but tests and scans are another thing. They're going to scan the bone, make sure it is healed properly, make sure it's safe for him to be out there. It's going to happen today. If all goes well, he should be out on the field this weekend.
There you go. Bone scan today. They're going to turn the blue light on or flashlight on or whatever.
Did they stick dye in there or something and, like that?
You're talking about that light they used to like see semen stains on 2020?
That was what I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same thing. It's used for a different purpose.
I can say that as long as I use like the doctor term.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
2020.
It's yeah. What you don't want to do in a hotel.
This hotel room is filthier than you could ever imagine. We send our reporter.
Don't turn on the light.
It tells you Tyreek's shoulder's okay. Then
yeah.
Tyreek's shoulder's okay. I still wouldn't rush him. I still wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I still would err on the side of caution. He's in a completely different category, and hopefully he is. I'm thinking he is. That it's not like reactionary, oh, this offense does truly need him, and correct. Sammy Watkins is down as well. No, still, he's on his own island.
Mm-hmm.
If he's ready, go ahead and put him in. If he's not, don't rush him.
Yeah, exactly, because the last thing you want to do is rush a guy back of his caliber, and then he gets hurt, and then it's worse than it was before, and then you're really screwed.
I mean, I was really hoping you would be able to insert him, though, into an offense that was humming.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, wow, look at the new dimension he's going to bring you, rather than now it's like, oh, come save this offense. Oh, we're having our doubts about this offense. Now right. Tyreek Hill's going to make it all better. Well, that's not fair to him either.
But
I think if he was in an offense where the run game is at least looking like it can be any type of weapon, if your tight end's going, as you had mentioned, if other receivers, it's a pick your weak receiver, which kind of died down as well, right? The name your receiver and Pat finds him and you go crazy, which happened for a few weeks.
It's died down because the line hasn't given him the time.
As opposed to now, well, just put in Tyreek Hill, be all better, people.
Not if Cam Irving's a revolving door over there at the left tackle spot. It's not going to be. And then we got Whitney Merciless as well. I mean, it's just not J.J. Watt.
So good luck with that bone scan today and all that. A hot offense is coming to Arrowhead, and it's not the home team next.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Fesco in the morning.
Talking earlier in the show about Gronk,
yeah,
and last night's broadcast, if you caught it, Patriots Giants, and even on the broadcast, they're talking about what Gronk would add to this offense, and here's what they're missing without Gronk. And now big story today on ESPN is Gronk has not filed his retirement papers.
Well, and of course, because you know, Roberto Kraft out there talking before the game on NFL Network saying this.
We all love Gronk, and what? I think the bottom line is
he hasn't put his retirement papers in.
So we can always pray and hope.
I think we got a game here. Namath or Kraft?
He might have turned him in, but...
So what he's saying is that if Gronk were on this team, it would come in handy.
On the Patriots. On the Patriots.
Handy, yes.
Oh, yeah. Very handy. Let's listen to Bobby again.
We all love Gronk, and
was that Bob Kraft?
Trolls in the backfield.
Or Joe Namath.
Or we all love Gronk, and I think the bottom line is he hasn't put his retirement papers in. So we can always pray and hope. It's a little fact that
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm glad I could, you don't know. So you can pursue that. And when he puts his retirement papers in, although I think our kicker, Matt Nugent, he's already put his retirement papers in. So even if he puts them in, that's a good academic argument that there is hope for us still with Gronk.
Maybe it's severe talking, Marge, but you got a butt that won't quit. They got these big chewy pretzels here that are, you guys with your beer, $5, get out of here.
No, it's 20, Robert.
Michigan president, I was thinking a little bit too.
Oh, but the Michigan president was good. Joe Namath.
He must have been on delay.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying about Rochester?
We all love Gronk.
Gronk.
Sounds like you love scotch more.
Where is glasses to Gronk? Well, let's just end this now. He's coming
back. Holy cow.
He's coming back.
I think while we all laugh about it, though, I got to commend the man for being able to be that messed up on national television on a regular basis. If I have a couple of cocktails, I don't even want to be around like certain people. I'm like, you're sober. I don't want to see you.
His tailgater must be awesome because he is lit every game. Fantastic.
He's definitely got one of those like those shot luges, you know?
Yeah.
The big ice luge.
I gotta be honest.
We had one of those at our wedding. It was really cool.
If you owned a team, I mean, what are the benefits?
Why wouldn't you? That's the benefit of it.
Why can't you go tailgate?
I would be. I'd be hammered every day.
Like everybody else is.
I figure since you own the team, like anything that's on a grill, you could just go take
it. It's yours.
Like, yeah. It's yours.
Just go to the park.
What are those? My ribs? Let me get some of those.
Ooh, scotch.
And then if you see him come by your tailgate, aren't you going to be like, Robert Kraft?
No. That's the guy that comes by your tailgate and you go, please don't come over here. Please don't. Oh, God.
Do a shot with Robert Kraft.
Here comes Robert Kraft. Don't make eye contact.
No, he's 100% that guy.
Okay, he's going to steal because he's going to
steal your food. Yeah, he's going to take your food and drink. Right. I don't care if you go buy it yourself, money bags. I'm going to come over here and take my doers.
We all love Gronk, and I think the bottom line is he hasn't put his retirement papers in, so we can always pray and hope.
You put out that cheap bottle when you see him down the aisle?
You see Robert coming, you grab like whatever the bathtub gin is that you have. You put out the tobacco-flavored vodka. That's what you say. Hey, we got some of this for you, sir.
Here's our leftovers.
Yeah,
It'll get you drunk.
And another thing, Tom Brady.
I'm not so sure that Gronk didn't give his papers to Kraft.
Kraft
might have got drunk and lost
them. Yeah, we lost them. We didn't fax them in.
Which is fine.
620, you guys must not be alcoholics. We don't eat. It ruins our buzz.
Okay.
I mean, I think that lines at Taco Bell at 3 a.m. would prove beg to differ, but whatever.
But those alcoholics are those people that are just drunk.
Yes.
I mean, they're, you know, it's two different things. I mean, you know, an alcoholic, I mean, not to
make
light of it.
Meetings and stuff, yeah.
But, I mean, no, you have to have it to function. Taco Bell lines because somebody went and had a good time that night at 3 a.m. That's what I think, anyway.
Scholars will debate.
We all love Gronk.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to kiss you. I don't care that the Jets are struggling.
I got another cube in the glass.
Don't care about my tight end struggling.
My ice is empty and lonely. My ice needs a bath.
What were we going to talk about?
Well, we were staying away from the Chiefs' defense as long as possible is really what it was. This will be a test coming up on Sunday against the Texans. Shannon Sharp of FS1.
Kansas City's defense is worse than what it was last year, because now not only can they not get after the passer, they can't stop the run, which puts them in a situation they got to catch, because you got to be slow to react, Skip, because if you run upfield, guys are just going to gas you. They got one playmaker on that side of the ball, the defense side of the football, and that's Honey Badger. If he doesn't make a play doesn't get made.
Skip, how many times does the show you think he says Skip?
Skip, I tracked it one time, and then I forgot to write the number down.
I think they have two playmakers, one of which is injured, which is Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, yeah, but right now.
Right now
Chris
this
Jones
week.
Chris is not on the team.
You
right
have
now.
One.
Right, you
which
have
is,
one.
Which is Tyrann Mathieu.
Right, yeah. he is
you better
only,
believe I can.
He's the only playmaker that they have on the field right now. But you're right, Josh. I think Chris Jones is definitely a playmaker when he is healthy and when he is out there. But as of right now, they have one playmaker on this defense. I think this is a litmus test game for the Chiefs defense. I think we're going to find out a lot about them on Sunday, and they need to go out there and have a good performance, not only for themselves, but they need to go out there and have a good performance for us, for the fans, because if they go out there and have another poor performance, this town is going to really turn then on the defense, even more so than it already has. And I think for me, for my mindset, like this is, I don't want to say this is a must dominate type game, but this is a prove it game. This is a prove it game for the defense right now against the Houston Texans. They're a good offense coming in. You're coming off a very poor performance from the Indianapolis Colts. You're coming off a loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Your offense is banged up right now. The quarterback is injured. Go out there and make some plays. This is going to challenge their manhood a little bit, I think. I think this is one of these games where are you a man or not? You know, like go out there and make a play. Go out there and stop the run. Go out there and figure out how to F up the Houston Texans and help your team to a victory. It's a major game, a major line in the sand for this defense this week. Go get it done, man. Go after it right now and go take it and go show this town and our fan base that you can go out there and make plays and let us think good coming off of a game on Sunday instead of the way we did last week.
Because Steve Spagnuolo ain't firing you up.
No.
It's everything. Usually when that happens like that, it's not one thing. You can't put your finger on it. But to us, we just go right back to the basics. I mean, it's about defeating blocks, getting off blocks, and making tackles. That's the run game. And getting overpopulating the ball, which I think we've done a good job of. I mean, but it's been an issue here or there. It's been identified. And so when we get out there, we try to hit them all.
What's wrong, Coach? Everything.
Just, I don't know. Just start over and do it. Let's try to do it all.
Yeah. I hate the back to basics thing, because that's a cliche, and I don't really know what you mean by back to basics. Is it so bad right now that we have to start over? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's the case, that's not a good spot in which to be. I mean, you can't sit there and go, well, we've got to get back to basics. We got to go back to, like, May? I mean, is that where we're headed with this defense? You got to go back to May? No. You've got to figure out a way to do things differently. And we offered solutions earlier in the week for what we think they should do. And the top one for me for this defense was 8 in the box. Don't let the Houston Texans run on you. Let's go. If they're going to beat you and they beat you through the air and they beat you throwing the football, fine. I can't afford to see another team come in and run for 165, 170 yards against this defense, especially Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson. One guy who wasn't good enough to play for the Browns and another guy that was traded from the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't have a running back on their roster going into training camp. Look at who their two running backs are right now. Two guys who spent the entire preseason with other teams. So I can't stomach the defense giving up 175 yards on the ground again to another offense. If they're going to get beat, make Houston beat you through the air. Don't allow them to
do it on
the
ground. I don't know that I like
that
in this matchup, though. Most weeks I would say yes, and I think based on their track record of not being able to stop the run, I would say yes. I think that's a bad recipe this week. I don't want Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins to be beating you because they can that way.
But how
I don't know that Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde can.
No, I that's what I'm saying, though, Josh. I don't know that they can. But if they do, how are you going to feel on Monday if we walk in here and Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde combine for 175 yards rushing?
Again, it'll depend on what the outcome is.
Well, I think so if it's
a win, I'll be fine. If it's a loss because they controlled the ground game, I'll be freaked out.
Right, exactly. But I think either way. I mean, like,
but I'll be mad if they light them up because we go back to a different problem and it's picking on the cornerbacks and two wide receivers have a massive day. I think they have a better opportunity of scoring a bunch of points that way. They have a better opportunity of limiting and playing a lower scoring game by running the football. But I think they can do both, which makes this opponent to me scary.
Which I think also goes back to the offense playing that complementary football that we've talked about all week. I don't think even with Tyreek Hill, if he's back, and it looks like he may be back this week, even if Tyreek Hill is back, Josh, I don't think you need to go out there and try to score from 80 yards out. I just don't think you need to do that. I still think you need to play complementary football and understand where your defense is. That's where Andy Reid has to get better as a coach from where he was a week ago.
Former Chiefs linebacker Joe Mays wasn't sold on the Chiefs defense even before their first loss. We'll see where he's at now. Next.
You better believe I can.
Fesco in the morning.
When a deal sounds too good to be true, or you hear one of these.
Offer good only when trading 1908 model.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.